Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf Hey Yuma 5. And in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the manner in which Moshe dressed Aaron and his children in the priestly garments during the days of the Milulim, during the days of the inauguration of the Mishkan. So the Gemara asks the question, Ketzad al Bishan, how exactly did Moshe dress Aaron and his children? What was the order in which he dressed them? So the Gemara asks the question, and the Gemara says, what do you mean, Ketzad al Bishan? Why do we care how we dress them? Mai dahava hava, whatever it was, was. So why do we care? Tosfos compares this to the Gemara's question in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara wants to discuss that if there was an ox there, that when we know that when Moshe went up Mount Sinai, everybody was supposed to stay far away, including the animals. So if an ox went on Mount Sinai, how many judges was it required to be judged? Was it in front of 23? Judges are in front of 3. So there the Gemara says, the question is, do we learn out from, since that was a one-time thing, the question is, can we learn out from there to all the future generations? And there it doesn't ask the question, Maida hava hava, whatever it was. But here it does ask this question. So we know that Tosfos is saying, we know that sometimes the Gemara doesn't ask this question, and this time it does. And Tosfos leaves it as a question, why in some cases we don't ask this question, in some cases we do. But in any event, the Gemara asks the question, of what value is it to know this? And so the Tashbat says that for sure these things are relevant, even though it is not really halacha ma'aser, it's not practical matter. And so here the Gemara wants to say that the Gemara is asking the question for definitely a deeper purpose. So the Gemara turns to the question, the Gemara says, I'll tell you why we want to know it. The Gemara says the reason why we need to know is because there's going to be tchias amesim, there's going to be resurrection of the dead. And then the Kohanim are going to have to do the avoda again, and the Kohanim are going to need to do the service. And the Ramban writes in Sefer Mitzvah Shorash Gimel, and when the dead are resurrected, they're going to need a kiddush mechudah. You're going to need a new sanctification, because the old sanctification that happened in the time of the Moshe will have expired, and so therefore they're going to need to do a new Milulim, and so therefore we're going to need to re-sanctify everyone, and so that's why we're asking. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? There's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu with them when Aaron and his children come back. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come with them, and Moshe is going to tell us exactly how to do it. Why do we need to have this discussion now? And so therefore, this is like a question of Hilchasa u'mashicha. Why do we need to ask a question that's not going to be relevant until the time of the Mashiach? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Ela keitzad helbishan. So the point is, the question is, we want to know how did Moshe dress them, and don't ask why whatever was, but because we need to know a mizbar karai to explain the psukim that contradicts themselves. There are some verses that are not exactly perfectly clear with respect to the order. And so, as the Ritva explains, even though there's no halacha ma'isa here, we still can ask this question because we need to understand the parish of the psukim. And the Tosfos writes that at first the Gemara understood that this was the intent of the question, and so now the Gemara wants to know exactly how we understand it. So the Sfas Emes also asks, why does the Gemara say that the explanation is to understand the verses, and meaning to say that there's no other way to explain the psukim? This also relates halacha ma'isa to the belt of the Kohen Gadol. Which belt? If the belt of the Kohen Hedger was the belt of the Kohen Gadol, and so therefore the Sfas Emes has that question. The interpretation I want to share is the interpretation of the Zeda, you know, my great-great-great-great-grandfather, going back 10 generations, the interpretation of the Noam Elimelech. And Noam Elimelech says exactly that the Mizbar Krai, that when it says, what does it mean when it says to explain the verses? What does that mean? So the Noam Elimelech says here, really, what's the whole idea here? The whole idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav Hashom, his level of Kedusha was so high, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew especially how to be Ma'orer Arachim, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew how to arouse the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore, when the Gemara asked the question, Ketzad el Bishan, how did Moshe dress Aaron? It doesn't mean the order specifically of how he dressed them. It means the idea that the Levisha, that dressing them was, that the garments of the Kohanim represented atonement, that represented atonement for the sins of the Jewish people. And the Tana was asking, What was the manner and the characteristic of the garments? Meaning to say, how were the how was the mercy, the rachamim of Hashem Yisbaruch aroused? Because levush, a garment, is also called rachamim, and so that was the question that the Gemara is asking. How did Moshe Rabbeinu understand how to arouse the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And so therefore he says, Ketzam. So when the Gemara answers, what do you mean Ketzam Mobishan? I'll tell you what the answer is. Lemizbar Karai, to explain the verses. What this means is that Moshe Rabbeinu Ol Vashoam, he entered in, and he was machnis atzmo. He entered himself in, and he dressed the hilbish akol b'kray shel Torah, and he dressed everything with the verses of the Torah. That through the verses and the writings of the Torah, he understood how to awaken the mercy of Hashem Yisbarach. And so, therefore, that was the question. We want to know, how did Moshe Rabbeinu awaken the mercy of Hashem Yisbarach? So we should know also through the verses how to awaken Hashem Yisbarach. That's what the question is. Lemizbar Karai, it means to say, how can we use the psukim to awaken the mercy of Hashem Yisbarach? And that's what we were asking. We don't want to just know the like details in the order. We want to know how to arouse the mercy of Hashem Yisbarach when Moshe Rabbeinu did it, when he was addressing, so to speak, Aaron and his sons.